Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
My next guest is on the line. I'm going to cross in just a moment or two. His name is Putego Mojapele, an aviation analyst. And the reason that I wanted to speak to Putego was because News 24 reported about a week or so or thereabouts that pilots, not having flown too often since COVID, actually forgetting how to fly. That is of major concern to me, like significantly major concern. And I thought, let's speak to somebody in the South African Civil Aviation Authority and find out to what extent is that true or not. Putego, thank you for joining us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon, and to your listeners.
So, was there any truth in that article that pilots who are out of practice can actually forget how to fly?
I would differ with that article. I'm not sure if, it was based on the true facts or it was just a journalist imagining the things out of that. But may I also just say this, out of our own Civil Aviation Authority here in South Africa, aviation is one of the most regulated industries in the world.
Yeah.
And pilots are amongst those very few professionals that are required to do repeated training as well as competency and regular checks and examination after examination. And prior to become an airline pilot or any other type of pilot, you go through stages of training can take up to 2 years, even 3 years for some of those. However, the issue of licensing and certifications that you can acquire out of becoming, an airline pilot doesn't mean anything. It's just a certification. But the recurrent training, the training that you need to do, you do it twice a year. After each and every 6 months, you're required to do that training. So it becomes your companion religion that, lives in you. And other than that, to be honest with you, there is a very much minimal mistakes that can happen. There is what we call a check ride. Each and every stage of the flying, there is what we call a check ride. There's a checklist that we go through.
Yeah.
When you fly, when you taxi out, there's a checklist for that. As you now going to do the takeoff, there's a takeoff check ride. As you about to descend, there's also a check ride. We do that. Two people, one is setting up, the other one is rechecking if indeed it has been set up. So it's unlikely that that mistake can happen. Anyway, things can do happen. Maybe during emergency, they had the problem with the systems, which we may not know what the issues were. But I just doubt that pilots can just forget to release the landing gear as about to.
I cannot begin to tell you how absolutely ecstatic I am to hear that that is the case, and that perhaps that article is written to sell newspapers rather than to deal with the fact. Because it's kind of worrying for those of us who plan on flying in the next couple of months. We would really like to know that pilots would remember to release the landing gear. But it does make me kind of question, well, I'm thinking of my own self. Not having driven significantly during lockdown, one does tend to forget, for example, the size of your car. You don't go for the gap with the same confidence that you used to when you used to drive daily. I certainly have become a nervous driver, or more nervous than I was before. Does the same dynamic not happen at all to pilots who haven't flown on a regular basis?
Look, for pilots, what usually happens is that we've got simulators that we use. Before you can even jump onto the controls, you've got to go through the recurrent. We call it a recurrent training. Now, that recurrent training has to be with a training captain or an examiner, designated examiner on a particular fleet. And if he is not happy with your performance on a simulator, there is no way that you are going to jump onto that seat and be able to fly, because you've got to be certified. He has to be happy with your performance before yourself can confirm that you are happy with yourself. And let me just also mention this.
Yes.
Much as you are qualified, you've got all certifications, like anyone can go to university. Unfortunately, flying is not something that you can just do it like that. It's got to have a passion on it as well, like a soccer player. When you are out of form when you are playing a soccer match there. There's no way that the coach will allow you to play because you are out of form. So this is exactly what happens with us when we operate the flights.
Butejo, the issue of food on flights, specifically long distance flights. I mean, many of us, the world is opening. We're planning on a trip or two. Where do we stand in terms of being served food on a plane these days?
So yeah, tomorrow, which is Wednesday, so the food is going to be, the airlines are now allowed to sell food, and those that are not sailing, like your SAA, Air Link, British Airways, locally here, they will be able to give you those complimentary food on board. And obviously it has been an issue that the airline has been complaining about for quite some time. But what we have done, or what the CAA has done, was that they took a view film on the level one that we are currently at, on the basis that you know, there isn't much of a risk, and many of our passengers are currently vaccinated. You know, there is no risk. We've got a HEPA system on board, and you know, it was really overdue that we could have that. But obviously, it will take a bit of a discipline from members of the public and the passengers to, if you're not eating, you've got to put that mask on so that you are able to avoid, you know, that corona, you know, COVID-19, spread of COVID-19. But I must say, I am applauding CAA for allowing airlines to start, you know, saving food on board. And we hope that they're not going to reverse the decision because of the behavior of some of their customers that joined, you know, and break and bend the law. But at this stage, we are happy that, you know, what we have been requesting to CAA has been implemented.
Butejo Mojapele, thank you for being with me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you so much, and thanks to the listeners.